Our second scripture reading this morning is a continuation from our first, Luke 24:13-21. On the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Thank you, Liz. You know, it seems every holiday that we have, we pretty much know what the meaning behind that holiday is, although I guess sometimes people don't. I imagine if you were to ask the general public why we celebrate Easter, you'd probably get a bunch of different answers. Probably not the one we come to this morning. I think by the end of this morning, you should know what Easter is all about. Thanksgiving, well, that's about giving thanks. You know, Christmas, well, for some it's Santa Claus, but for us it's the birth of Christ. You know, there's all these different holidays that bring about a different kind of meaning. I was thinking of one that I don't know why we celebrate it, except for the fact that it's the start of a new year. I mean, New Year's Day. Well, what is it with New Year's Day? I guess it's just it's the start of a new year, so that's what we're celebrating. And I don't know about you, maybe it's because I'm getting older and I like to get to bed kind of early. I never watch the ball drop. I'm sleeping before then. I just know when I get up, it's going to be a new year. When I was younger, maybe I'd stay up, but I don't know. I kind of value that bed sometimes. Some people love New Year's Day because it's a new year and because it can maybe represent a new beginning, a new start. You know what a lot of people do with New Year's resolutions, right? Is it didn't work for me last year. What I've been doing thus far hasn't worked very well, and I want to try something new this year. And so they come up with a New Year's resolution. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but it's a very large percentage of those who have New Year's resolutions that within the first couple, 3 weeks, those resolutions have already gone by the wayside. You wonder why. I think a lot of it is because the problem with the new year is we drag a lot of the old into the new with us. Rather than leaving it where it should be, at times we drag the old into the new. You know, there's a text in Scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that talks about the old is gone, the new has come. That, of course, is in reference to being in Christ Jesus, but it's the same kind of thing, isn't it? When we come to Christ, what he's telling us to do is let go of the old and become new. What he really is saying is die to the old and become new. We like new starts, new jobs, new relationships, new priorities. Those are the kinds of things that maybe we start because it hasn't worked in the past. You know, the old isn't always bad, but a new start brings new possibilities. But sometimes in our lives, we seem to be stuck. You know, I was thinking about these guys walking on the Emmaus Road. They were disciples of Jesus. And they weren't of the 12, but they were followers of Jesus Christ. And they're walking down this road to Emmaus. They had just witnessed a few days before the death of the most important person in their whole life, died on a cross. They, like pretty much all the other disciples, had kind of scattered after that death because, for one, they were a little bit fearful of what might be happening to them, because if it's going to happen to the one who they served, are they going to come after them as well? I think those muscle relaxants make my lips dry. And they're walking down the road, puzzled, sad, but not totally crushed, because someone had been telling them that this guy that had died rose from the dead. They were seen. They hadn't seen him yet. Kind of bummed. Trapped in their circumstances. They'd invested their whole life into this following Jesus, and now he's dead. Sometimes you and I find ourselves trapped by our own circumstances. It may be because something has happened, whatever it is. It can be anything from jobs to addictions, from bad relationships to a crisis-induced pit that we put ourselves in. But all those things that happen in our lives can make us feel trapped sometimes. We want to know how to get out of the rut. We want to know how we can change course somehow, some way. And I imagine these gentlemen walking down the road to Emmaus were trying to figure out, what do we do now? You know what they needed? They needed a resurrection. They needed to know the resurrected one. They needed to know that what was spoken about him earlier actually was true. They needed that. Just like you and I need that. But you know what? In order to have a resurrection, what has to happen? It's a real tough question. To have a resurrection, you have to have a death, don't you? Think about that for a moment. In order for us to have a resurrection in our life, we have to have a death. I think that's key in this whole understanding too. You see, it was Jesus' death that solved our problem once he was resurrected. But I think this is also telling us something. Sometimes you and I need to die so we can become new. We need to die to the old to become something new. We need to die to the old way of doing things, the things that never worked, the things that didn't bring satisfaction, the things that didn't go the way they should have gone. We need to die to the old priorities and instead have new priorities. We need to die to those sinful habits that always get us in trouble, that taint our hearts, that make it harder to hear God's voice. The sin's blocking. We need to die to the old gods to serve the ever-living God. I see a lot today of people, when the going gets tough, we seek solace in the bottle or in the pill or at the shopping mall. You know what we're doing when we do that? We're serving another God. Our default drive ought to be to go to the God, big G, whenever we find ourselves in difficult circumstances, and yet sometimes he's the last one we consult. We try everything else first. You see, I think we see in the Easter story that once we die, we too can resurrect. Once we die to the old, we can become a new creature, like I was sharing with you in 2 Corinthians 5:17. How do we come to God? He tells us in Psalm 51:17, he says, God desires a broken and contrite heart. That's how he wants us. A broken and contrite heart. It's the only heart that he can work with. You and I have to die to the old to resurrect to something new. Why is it you and I, just like on New Year's Day, when we come up with, I'm going to do it different this year, why does it seem like every year it just doesn't work? every year that resolve is over with within a short period of time, whatever it is we're trying to do to better our life, to make life better, I think it's because we haven't learned to die to the old and to live in the new. Just like Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again for us, tells us, he says, you need to die to the old to become a new creature. And yet we find it so difficult to do. Why do we drag all that old stuff back? It's because we've never died to it. We need to die first. Ephesians 2, 1 and following tells us that we were dead in our transgressions and sins, but we were made alive in Jesus Christ. My guess is there are a lot of you here this morning that need a resurrection. You need something new, because the old isn't working. You're just treading water. Life doesn't really have much purpose. No matter what I do, I'm not really satisfied. I take one step forward and two steps back. Life is hard. And you need a resurrection. Like the guys on the road to Emmaus, when they finally realized, because in the text you see that they were kept from knowing who Jesus was when they were walking down the road with him. They didn't know it was him. My guess is part of that might have been because Jesus didn't look the greatest, having just risen from the dead. But nonetheless, when they finally invited him to their place to eat, stop and stay with us and eat with us, when they stopped and Jesus sat at the table with them. And the imagery here is pretty neat because it goes right along with the Last Supper too. He said when he broke bread with them, their eyes were opened. And they said, I've seen the resurrection. I see the risen Christ. What they told us is true, and now I witnessed it myself. You see, folks, you can talk about this story all day long, but unless you place that knowledge and understanding in your heart, that's all it is knowledge and nothing more. You can go to church your entire life. I don't care if you're an 85-year-old man or woman, and you know what happened. It doesn't make any difference. Not until you realize this one who rose from the dead asked me to die along with him to my old self and to live in the new, to live a new life in Jesus Christ. And you need a resurrection, don't you? Some of you are really struggling in your life and you wonder why you're struggling. You can still struggle. But Jesus, I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to fight the good fight with Jesus by your side. I hope before you leave this morning, and I'm going to close in prayer in just a moment, that you realize that if you really need a resurrection, God's right here and can provide that resurrection in your life. Bring something new. But in order to do that, folks, you've got to die to the old first. Don't do like New Year's Eve. We drag 2018 into 2019 and expect 2019 to be different. Die to the old and live in the new. Jesus died for you and rose again, that you could have new life. But in order to have new life, we have to die first, don't we? I need a resurrection daily. And I'm so glad that Christ did what he did for me. Amen. Let's pray. God, we don't have to live in defeat and hopelessness. We don't have to live as if things are always going to be the way they feel like right now. I don't have to live in defeat. I can live in victory. God, I pray you help each and every one here to know that Jesus died for them and then asks us to die to that old self and to live anew in Jesus Christ. Thank you for showing yourself to the disciples on the Damascus Road. Thank you for showing yourself to each and every one of us. And thank you that some of us have recognized you are the living Savior. Others don't know it yet, but I pray that you would reveal yourself to them in a powerful way. And we give you thanks and praise in his precious and holy and wonderful name. Amen.